I want to take the time to pray for our single mothers, working day in and day out, providing for children who were created from two parents, but somehow only one is being the responsible and custodial parent. And at this moment, you feel let down. You feel heartbroken because all you knew was that the relationship with the other parent would work, but it did not. And that is okay. Keep striving towards success. Keep fighting towards your dreams. Keep pushing yourself and your children forward. And even when your children disobey you or make you feel like your efforts aren't good enough, even when they make you feel like your parenting plans are not worthy of their taste, keep praying. Keep attending church regularly. And even when things seem out of order and you feel like there is no hope for your family, and even if the children lose their way and decide that your home is not where they want to be, keep praying for them. Keep loving them. Keep reading scriptures and speak protection and salvation over them. We will trust together that they will find their way back home. Gracious Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you on today. We thank you for mothers. We thank you for the creation of the female, the nurturing woman, the powerful woman, the woman that stands behind the man and do it with happiness, Father God. Father God, I ask that you look upon the woman right now, the woman that is a single parent, that's trying to live for her children, that's trying to put on that happy face, that's trying to hide the tears, that's trying to just live each day for her children, Father God. I ask that you bless this woman. Touch her from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. Increase her finances, Father God. Bless her with the things that she needs. Never let her go hungry, Father God. Make provision over this woman. Keep her safe from harm. Keep the children safe, Lord God. Be the eye that always watches over these children, Father God, for she is only one person, Lord. And we just ask that you just continue to look upon the family, Father. Father, go into their homes right now, Lord God, and whatever problems that is arise, Lord God. Lord God, we just ask that you remove whatever imp that is assigned to that family, Father God, that is causing havoc in their home. And we ask that you spiritually remove and bind, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we speak life and hope over these families right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God. We show gratitude for you keeping them afloat, Father God. When the bills show that they're too much, Lord, and the paycheck shows that it's too little, Father God. Father God, you create more blessings, Father God. You create more people to come out and give them what they need, Father God, whether it's more money or clothes or just things that they need in their households, Father God. Father God, you never leave the righteous forsaken and begging for bread, Lord God. So we thank you on today, Father God, that in spite, no matter what it looks like, Father God, in spite of what it feels like, Father God, in spite of the strongholds, Father God, in spite of the tears, Father God, in spite of the fears, Lord God, in spite of the anxiety and depression and the sadness that goes along with being a single parent, Father God, you have the power. You are still in control, and we boast in your strongness, even though we know we are weak, Father God, and we know that the body is weak, Lord God, but we know that you are strong. So we thank you on today. We thank you for the ones that are literally fighting for their right, for their children to grow up in safe neighborhoods, Father God. We watch how you take care of the ones that are in terrible neighborhoods that these children walk past violent crimes every single day, but yet when they grow up, they are somebody of substance, Father God, and they have wonderful jobs, and there's somebody that may grow up and be a celebrity, Father God. They have to fight all their lives, Lord, but yet you kept your hand on them, and we thank you on today, Father God. We ask that you touch the youth right now, touch their minds right now, touch their soul right now. Let them know that they need to be saved, Father God. Let them know that you are who you say you are, that you are the Alpha, that you are the Omega, that you are the beginning, Father God, and you are the end, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are omnipresent, Father God. We thank you for being omniscient, Father God. We thank you for being forever present in our lives and how you never leave us, Lord God, how you never leave us alone, Father God. Even when we feel like you left us, your arms are still stretch out wide, Father God, waiting for us to have the mind to come and serve you, Father God. Lord, you never forsake us in the mighty name of Jesus. Even when we walk away, Lord God, even when we do things that aren't right, Lord God, even when we are angry, even when we are bitter, Father God, even when things go on in our lives that we can't seem to control, Father God, you are always there. And we lift our hands up right now, just saying thank you, Father God, just for loving us so much, how you're the originator of love and how you are the one that is very compassionate towards us, Father God. You could wipe the whole earth away. But Father God, how you continue to show us new mercies every single day. How you continue, hallelujah, to see us over those mountains. How you always knock down those giants, Father God, just for us, and you intervene when you have to. And we just thank you for life lessons, Lord. Life lessons, Father God. We may not always know what your plan is, Father God, but we know that you have a plan. So we thank you on today. And I ask that you cover all mothers right now. Let them know that you love them. Let them know that you care. Let them know that you hear their voice, that you see their tears. Hallelujah. And we thank you right now, Lord God, for just making things right. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.